Moon and the stars which thou hast established. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? These are beautiful words, and very meaningful to the people at that time. But their God was a vengeful God, small and personalized, belonging only to one race. I could have told these people that their heavens were more than 20 miles high, that the earth was not flat, that the sun was not a golden chariot, and that the moon was not a silver disk, but they would not have believed me, and I am not sure that you do either. I told these people that the truth would set them free, but nobody wanted to listen. Woe unto you if you do not listen, for as great as God was to these people, he is greater still. I told these people that the earth was not the center of the universe, and that the movement of the planets through the stars or the phases of the moon could not possibly control their lives. But some of them kept records of God's dependability and called themselves astrologers. Now, because of the astrologers' records, some people learned to worship idols called horoscopes and developed a great faith. Even now, there are believers. But these idols are not from God. You see, his ways are much more marvelous than the astrologers thought. He didn't tell them that the earth wobbles on its axis as it spins, like a rundown children's top. You see, the earth makes one complete wobble every 26,000 years. Because of this wobble, their horoscopes now are almost 1 month out of phase. How inconvenient. But I'm getting ahead of my story. After being burned at the stake a number of times, a lunatic friend of mine finally decided the world was ready to recognize that God was a bit bigger. You may know him. He is sometimes known as Galileo. You know that lunatic that built the telescope. I think he may be an ancestor of Busted Leo. But we lunatics don't always know what we're talking about. Galileo did a very dangerous thing. He showed people that the piece of landscape you hold in villages called the moon is not perfect. Not at all, as heavenly objects are supposed to be. Why, with his marvelous tube and two lenses, you could see blemishes, yea, even mountains on the moon. People didn't want to believe him. They were even afraid to look through his telescope, for they thought that Galileo would bewitch them, and they might see what he said was true. They didn't burn Galileo at the stake, but they sure gave him a bad time. The Christian church made him take back some of his wild statements, but we lunatics do say some of the most unbelievable things. With Galileo's help, I began telling people that the sun was the center of the universe. This wasn't exactly true, but one's faith must first begin small, yea, even the size of a mustard seed. You can imagine what problems were created when I said that the sun was the center of the universe. People who think the world revolves around them are particularly hard to convince. But you know, some people began to believe what I was saying, and a little bit of truth was setting more people free. And they were finding that God was a bit bigger. Do you know what this requires you to believe? Woe unto you if you don't listen and believe. If the sun is the center of the universe, then the earth must spin. Do you know how fast? Why, each of you are turning with the earth over 700 miles per hour. Why aren't you thrown out into space? Like mud off of the wheel. Do you feel any motion as you sit there? See, we lunatics say crazy things. If the sun is the universe, then the earth must revolve around the sun. Do you know how fast? Over 100,000 miles per hour. At this speed, why aren't there violent winds to blow you off the earth? See, we lunatics are very hard to believe. Some of you may wonder, Some of you may have great faith and discover that God is much more dependable and wonderful than you had thought before. I want you to know that he has natural laws that explain all of this. Even more lately, because some people believe, my work as a lunatic has become much easier. I don't get burned at the stake as frequently, but barbed walls are still my problem. Now that I've finally convinced people that the sun is the center of the universe, I'm trying to sell a much bigger God. But such lunacy has its problems. I'm now saying that the sun is not the center of the universe, but is just one star in a galaxy of over 100 million stars in what you call the Milky Way. I'm saying that the heavens are very, very big, with millions of galaxies like our own Milky Way scattered throughout space. You won't believe me, for we lunatics are hard to believe. But I saw some light that left the edge of the universe 22 billion years ago. Now I ask you, how big is your God? Just in the past few hours, three friends of mine are taking another step. They are looking for more truth that will set you free. They are going to help to show that the moon is made, what the moon is made of, how it was formed, when it originated, where it came from. They may bring back a chunk of granite, a piece of basalt, or an iron nickel meteorite. Each will tell a story that will only magnify the words of the psalmist. When I look at thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast established, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Now before you burn me at your stake, let me ask you again, how big is your God? Is he a God of love? Do you permit him to love everyone regardless of sex, skin color, religion, or nationality? I remember the last lunatic that asked these questions. You hung him on a cross. Are you always going to hang lunatics on a cross? Let's pray and think about it. Father, we are thankful that you are mindful of each of us, that you care for us. We ask your blessing on man's venture to the moon, a tiny step into your vast heavens. We pray for the safe return of the astronauts. We have barely touched the work of your fingers. Teach us to handle this new knowledge carefully, with awe and respect. Give us the truth that will set us free. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
It may well be that we should have a little help on mimeographing and so on, because I think all of you would like a copy of this, since Larry has it, and you would like a copy of Leo Buist's Truth Creates Its Own Relevance. That Vesper the other night. I would also like to talk to you this morning.